He warmly answered him. "Antilochus, if you invite me to find something else to award Eumelus, I'll be glad to do it. The cuirass that I took from Asteropaeus, bronze with a casting of bright tin around it, that he shall have, and worth a great sum, too." He told his close companion, Automedon, to bring the cuirass from the hut. He did so, and Achilles handed it over to Eumelus, who took it gladly. But now Menelaus faced them all, still sore at heart, his anger grimly set against Antilochus. A herald handed him a staff and called for silence. Then he spoke among them as a king. "Antilochus, you were clear-headed once. How have you acted now? Mocked at my skill and fouled my horses, pushing your own ahead, though they were inferior by far. Come now, lords and captains of the Argives, judge between us, and no favoring me. Never let any Achaean soldier say Menelaus got the upper hand by lies against Antilochus. He takes the prize because although his horses were slower far, he himself prevailed by power and rank. Here, I'll conduct the case, and not one man will take exception. It will be justly done. Antilochus, come here, sir, as good discipline requires. Stand there before your team and car. Pick up the slim whip that you used in driving. Touch your horses. By the god of earthquake, swear you did not mean to foul my car." Clear-headed Antilochus answered, "Wait a bit, sir. Surely I'm younger far than you, my lord Menelaus. You stand higher in age and rank. You know a young man may go out of bounds. His wits are nimble, but his judgment slight. Be patient, then. The mare I won I'll give you, and any other and greater thing of mine you might request I'd wish to give at once, rather than fall in your esteem, my lord, for all my days, and live as an offender before the unseen powers." When he had spoken, the son of Nestor led the mare across and put the bridle in Menelaus's hands. And Menelaus was refreshed at heart as growing grain is when ears shine with dew and the fields ripple. So the heart within you, Menelaus, was refreshed. And happily the older man said to the younger, "Now, Antilochus, I am coming round to you after my anger. You were never thoughtless before this. Youth prevailed over your good sense. The next time, have a care not to pull tricks on higher officers. Truly no other Achaean could so quickly win me over, but you've fought hard and toiled long years, as your father and brave brother have for me. I shall comply with what you asked at first and give the mare to you, though she is mine, so these men too may know my temper is not cruel and overbearing.